Okay, a good vach, Matzei Shabbos Shuva. We are on Daf Mem Ches Amid Aleph. We are up to the Gemara here, the two dots actually. So we had a discussion here that we both. So we had a discussion here. How many amas do you have? If you where are we? Sorry, if you can find a place. Right, if you fell asleep, if you bechlal akoin a new residence or not, and Rabbi Yechim and Nuri said yes, that you have 2,000 amas in all directions. Chacham say no, you were not because you weren't up, and therefore they say you only have 4 amas. Rabbi Lezer says you have 4 amas, but you're right in the middle, so basically you have 2 amas in either direction. And Rabbi Yehuda says you have 4 amas whichever side you want to go. And Rabbi Yehuda, however, concedes that if you chose, you'll use the 4 amas to go to the right, and you cannot later choose your mind to go to the left. So the matter therefore asks, Rabbi Yehuda, Heinu Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda Tanakama seem to be saying the same thing. They both say you have 4 amas. And so therefore, what's the chiluk Rabbi Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Shmoina, Shmoina, Ika Benayu. The difference is if you have 8 by 8 or just 4. The Rabbanan hold you have 4 in all directions. So basically, really have 8 amas. And you're just right in the center. The Buddha hold, no, you only have 4 amas. But, not like Rav Shimon says that you're in the center, you have 2 amas each direction. You have 4 amas, and you can use it in any direction that you want. Tanya, what we learn in the Braisa, Yeshle Shmoina, Al Shmoina, Divir Rameir. Rameir says you have 8 amas by 8 amas. So Rameir obviously is a Tanakama. Now Rava comes along and makes a few qualifications. Amar Rava says Rava machlekes, the whole machlekes is only regarding if you have 8 amas or 4 amas. Lahalach is regarding walking your tchum. You're outside your tchum, how much, you know, the distance you're permitted to walk. So the Tanakama says you have 8 amas, 4 in all direction, and Rabbi Yehuda says you only have 4 amas. Aval l'tautl, but when we talk about carrying, and we say that every person is allowed to carry 4 amas in the Shusarabim, nobody says 4 amas in each direction, which means a total of 8. Everyone agrees it means only 4 amas. Except the Rambam actually says it's not 4 amas, it's a diagonal 4 amas, which is like 5 3/5. You're allowed to carry. Says the Gemara, v'hani dalat amas hechiksiva. Where do we get the what's the mocker for 4 amas? Kiletanya we learned. It says in the Pasuk, Shvu lechem balamon. It says, Shvu, everyone should stay in their place and nobody should leave the place. So it says, Shvu ish tachtav, you should stay in your place. So we dashen ki tachtav. We dashen like the place that you need. What do you mean like the place that you need? Kama tachtav, how, if a person would lie down, what's considered tachtav? So we say, Gufa yishalesh amas, you are 3 amas tall. And the amma, you need another amma, kidei lifshot yada v'raglav, to stretch your hands out. So you need basically 4 ammas. Divir amir. Big malchekes are shoinim when we say a person is 3 ammas. Does that include the head or just that from the shoulders below? A proof that it includes the head because it says that a mikveh has to be 1 amma wide and 3 ammas tall. So it's clearly that and a person can submerge. So it says the head is part of 3 ammas. Others say no, because when you go in the water, you displace the volume of the water, and the water rises. So therefore, the water will, if you're 3 amas of water, and you submerge under the water will rise above your head. So it's really 4 amas, and 3 amas is and big different proofs from the Oren and other places. Now, Behuda says, no, Gufa Shalosh Amas, and Ba'ami, you know what the 4th am is? Kadesha Yitl Chayfetz Metachas Mar below. So you should be able to lift an object from below your feet. Umaniach Tachas Merashetzav. No, you're lying, right? You want to be able to pick something up that's beneath you, below your feet, to put it on your head as a pillow. And therefore, you need 4 amas, because that object takes up space. My benayu, so at the end of the day, they're both agreeing it's 4 amas. What's the difference if it's because you need to have room to move your hands or to pick up an object? Ike benayu, arba amas mitzumtzumas. The question is the 4 amas. Are they compact 4 amas? Or not. We had discussions before, you know, about regarding amas, you know, what size they are, and so on and so forth. So that's what they're arguing over here. If there has to be compact amas or not compact amas. It has to be exactly 4 amas. According to Rab Meir, because you're stretching out your hand, it can't be exactly 4 amas. We say 4 amas means approximately 4 amas. According to Rab Yehuda, it's exactly 4 amas. Okay. So as you can imagine, yeah, Mishash once said to son, when you once come to your yeshiva, to your Rav Rapapa, boy, you may ask him the following question. Arba Amas Sha'amra. When we say four Amas, are we talking about Arba Amas the day of Inul? We look at each person in the measure of the hand, and we say it's relative to your measurements. Or we just use the standard Amma, you know, the sixth Tvach, whatever the standard size of an Amma, and you're stuck with it, and that's what you have to use as well. So which one is it? The way you measure it is you go from your elbow all the way to the middle finger to the very tip, and that's what an Amma is. So does every person have to measure according to their Amas and Nach? Remember, both reasons of Rameh and Abihuda is to do either by stretching your hands out, or you have to pick up an object from below your feet. So it's talking about, you know, it's very subjective. Or do we just use a standard Amma measurement and that's it? So Gemara says, then he continues, Ram Shasha tells his son, and Ima Malachvi tells you, Amma Yishol Kodesh Yavinle, it's a standard Amma. So tell him, Ay Malach HaBoshim Matela, what's Malach HaBoshim supposed to do? If he stretches out his hands, you know, it's way above more than four, or if he has to pick something up, it's way, you know, more than four. Avim Malach Amma did Dei Yavinle say, yes, you're right, I'll grant you. It's all relative. Ay Malach my time Malach Tani Lagav Yesh Amru Hakol. There's a Mishnah that collates all of these dinim that we say are relative, like a Kohen, you know, God, when he does the Ketaydes Meloi Chafnov, it's his fistful and so on and so forth. So why don't we include this din also? The four Amas, Beit Chum, is according to your Amas. Okay. Ki also the Kamei Rapapa, when Amishasha's son came before Rapapa, Amalei Rapapa said, Idai Kinu Kulahai Loi Havitinin. If we have to go and work out every single time what kind of Amas we're talking about, it'll be too much. I would say that really in this case here we're talking about your Amas, because both reasons make sense that it's very relative, subjective, because it's to do with your Amas, your hands, how they stretch out. My time, why doesn't it mention that Mishnah? The Leip Sikle, because it's not always we use your Amas. When not, should the other person that's standard height, but his hands are not the standard size hands. What's he supposed to do? And so therefore, and he still needs to stretch, I believe, his legs to get to his thing or so on. So we decided to use a standard Amos.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
Why does that use that source in the Torah for Amos? Because it really, it's not taken literally. The person is told they're not allowed to go out. But we don't say on Shabbos everyone has to stay within four Amos for everything.
Okay, good point. According to Rabbi Akiva, who learns that Chumen is from the Torah, he learns it from that pasuk, that Al Yetze Ish Mekomei, whatever your place is. And then he says, we'll nominate your place is not just your house, your place is 2,000 Amos. And then we give you enough room for yourself, which is the extra four Amos, and then you can't go any further. Even though we hold that Chumen is the Rabbanon, the Rambam rules that Chumen is the Torah, but it's you allow 12 kilometers. We hold that Chumen is only with Rabbanon. We use it as an asmachta, at least a hint to the concept that there's a limit to how far you can walk a Shabbos from this pasuk. So the Torah calls it your place. Your place is, you know, outside of your city, would give you a certain distance, and then the room that you need, tachtav, you know, a place underneath you, and that you can't go any further. So even though it's only an illusion, but it's enough that we should, we have to work out some kind of formula. So at least we'll use
that's
that.
That's the source.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Then we had the Mishnah the following. We had the Mishnah that what happens with three people, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven had four Amas, and Levi had four Amas. They were contiguous to each other. Not overlapping, but contiguous. Touching. Shimon was right in the middle, and he had four Amas. So his two Amas straddled the guy on the right, and two Amas straddled the guy on the left. So we ruled in the Mishnah that the guy on the right can move his food into the guy in the middle, into the two Amas that's at his side. The guy on the left can move his food into the guy in the middle. The two Amas, the two Amas that they share. But the guy on the right cannot move his food to the guy on the left and vice versa. I mean, because it makes sense. It's outside the Tchum. Comes along Rav Shimon and says, I want to draw an analogy to a case of Erevin. You have three courtyards next to each other, A, B, C. Each, they're all connected, there's doors between, but each one also has their own entrance and exit to a public street. So therefore, there's no aid between them because they don't have to go through or trespass any one of their courtyards. It goes directly into the street. Then what happens when they made an aid with the middle guy? So the guy on the right shares with the guy in the middle, can, you know, carry things, transfer objects from the middle to him. The guy on the left made an aid with the guy in the middle, so he can transfer objects from the left to the middle. But the guy on the right cannot transfer any objects to all the way on the left. Okay, that's what Reb Shimon said, and we'll see later. The Chacham actually argue. Says the Gemara, first Gemara, Hishnayim makes it amish hazeh. Lom lele meimam. Why did he have to say lemahav davadayma? What's he trying to add with this analogy? Hachi ka'omel lachin Rabban. Could the Rabban actually argue? And we're soon going to see the Gemara what the Rabban actually say. But Rabban, let's say at the moment, what the Rabban is saying is that we hold. You say that the guy in the middle can carry with both, and the guy on the sides can carry in the middle, but they cannot carry two extremities. We hold that the guy in the middle cannot carry with either one. The guys on the side can carry the middle, but the middle cannot carry with either one, and we'll soon see why. So Rav Shimon is going to use this as an analogy to say you guys are wrong. Mechdi, lemada v'daima, what can I compare to l'shalosh chatzei l'shuch l'zuzu, three courtyards that are open to each other. Oops, if you have pictures there, you can see what it is. Upsuchas l'shuch rabin, and they're open to the public. Each one is open, has a doorway to the street. Maishna hason de pilgisu, why do you argue with me there? And maishna hacha de loipalgisu, how come you don't argue? Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon say... We're going to see later on, actually, that Rabban actually say that nobody can, by the Chatzeris, will have two views how to learn Pshat. But in another view, Rabban hold that nobody can carry. Nobody can carry any of the other Chatzis, even though they made an aid with the middle guy. So how come over here, they're allowed to bring to the middle, and then you're not? So he said, you know what the difference is? Rabban, Hasam Av Shidiyon. There's so many people living there. Every Chatz has a couple of houses, each have family, a number of people there. And it's hard to control and see who's carrying where, who's going to remind who. But Hachala Av Shidiyon, here are only three people. So the guy in the middle is going to tell the guy on the right, hey, don't put your things to the old guy on my left because you're not allowed to go there. I'll tell you the chum. Because there's so few people, they will be able to keep each other in check. Okay. So the question is, why do you tell me? First, we're going to ask a question. Why are the extremities not allowed to carry? Why are the guy A on the right side cannot... bring his things to the guy, to the chutzah on the left. Why not? Mamai, Kivan, the Avil Chutzayin is Bahadim. So he asked a very simple question. A, B, C. A joined B and made an A. What does an A mean? A means that we're no longer two houses, three houses, four houses, we're one house. Right? So therefore we're allowed to carry. Because by us bringing all the bread into your house, we all now, like, as if we're all living in the same house. We'll see tomorrow later on what base, tomorrow, on what basis it's as if we're living in one house. But we're all living in one house, therefore, we're all allowed to walk in the chutzah. So that's A and B. Then C and B did the same thing. So now C and B are one house. So if C and B are one house, and C and B made an eidah with A and B, so it's as if now they all live in the same house. They're all living in B's house. So what's the problem? Why can't A carry into C? Says the Gemara, Amai, Kiv on the Arvilu Chatzain is Bahadim. So I said, only neighbor in the middle one, Havil Chad, it's all one big house. Omar of Huda, we have a few answers. Huda says, you know what we're talking about here? You're right. If that's what happened, they could all carry together. You know what we're talking about here? Huda says, here what happened was, if they did that, they all put in the middle house, then they're all allowed to carry A, B, and C everywhere. But what happened was that B put one eight of an A's courtyard and B put the other A of a C's courtyard. So therefore it's two different houses, and that's why A cannot carry the C. That's the view of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Sheish is Amar, Afilu Temushin Nosnu A Ruvim Bem Tzoyis. Rabbi Sheish said, even if they all put it in B, but it's treated like two different rooms in B's house, or two different parts, two different kalim in B's house, so they don't really join together. And that's why A can't carry to C. Afilu Temushin Nosnu A Ruvim, so they put it in the middle house, you can see in B, but they put it in B'shnei Batim. So as if they put it in two different houses in the middle chatzir. And therefore, the one to put in one house is not joined to the one to put in another house. That's why A cannot carry to transfer to C. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Keman, this seems to follow the view of Beishamai. Beishamai is the one who holds that if you have one house. And some people put the bread in or one chutzah. Some people put bread in one house. And some people put bread in the other house. Or you have one house. Some people put the bread in one place, one box. And some people put it in another box. They don't join. That's a Beishamai's view. But we don't hold that. The time we learn, Chamisha Shigavu was a Reuven, they collected from five houses their eight of, you know, their bread and all that. Vidasnu, there's no Kaden, but they put it in two separate boxes. Bishamai says, ain't a Reuven aided. The whole idea of an is to mix together, they don't join together. Basil ain't a Reuven aided. Basil says, that do join. So what are you telling me, Rav Sheish, is that because it's like they put A and B made one deal, and B and C made another deal. So it's like two separate compartments inside B's property, but Basil says, nothing wrong with that. Says Gemara, no. Afilu Tein Beisil, here's different. Ad kan lekan Beisil ha'sam ela b'shnei kelim b'aisech. It is in one house, you have two different boxes. Says, it's all right. because as long as they're in the same house. Ava b'shnei batim loy, but two houses, no. And here's like two separate houses, because A and B did one deal, and B and D and C did a totally different deal. And therefore, like two separate houses altogether. Amr Rabbi Rabbi Rabashi, he says, Rabbi the son of Rabbi Rabashi, Rabbi Yehuda Kashi, I got a problem with Rabbi Yehuda's answer. Rabbi Yehuda's answer was that B put, if they all would have put it together and B, it would be good, but B put one, made a deal with A and put the bread in A's house, and B did a deal with C and put the bread in C's house, so that's why they don't combine. I got a problem with that. And Rav Sheshes, I got a problem with Rav Sheshes, who says, it's like two different, what do you call it? It's like at two different houses in the same courtyard in B, and therefore it doesn't work. Even they all put it in B, it's like two separate houses. Let's go through the problems. Rabbi Yehuda Kashi, what's my problem? Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, he says, Ki goin shenosnu emtsois eruva bezevur. His answer was that B put one bread in A and another bread for C and C. The kivan the irva emtsois bahadi chitzoinu have a lechada. In logic, the fact is now that B put the bread in A, there's no such thing as B anymore. B and A now became one house. So therefore, the chihad rava arva bahadi ido. So then B does puts a bread in C's house. It wasn't B who put the bread in C's house. It was A B who put the bread in C's house. So why can't they all carry between each other? Shlichus of the and whatever he did on behalf of A as well, because A and B are now one. That's question number one. I don't understand. And now it's called Rav Sheshes answer, and he says that what they all put it in B, but like two separate houses. I don't understand. To have one retreated kechamisha sheshrim b'chutzal achas. One retreated like five people living in the same courtyard. V'shachach echad mehen v'loy ida. What happened to five people living in the same courtyard and one guy forgot to put a native? The din is that nobody can carry that courtyard. Why? Because he still has rights in the courtyard and they didn't share with him. So therefore, it's like, you know, the chacham rugeizer, if we're going to allow you to carry from a house that has one owner to a courtyard that has two owners, next time you'll carry in the street that has many owners. The asir hadadi, that asir on each other. So, because what, in other words, it's as if since it's as if they're all now living in B's property, right? That's the whole logic of native. A and C are living in B's property, but A did not join C. So it's like you have, as far as C is concerned, you have somebody else living there that's not part of him. So how can C carry there and B? Yeah. It says, Gemara. Neither one's a problem. What was your problem? Your problem was that it's as if they put an A and C, and your question was, if A and B join together, so A and B are together, so when B put a chal and C, it's as if A, B put a chal and C, because B is acting on behalf of A, they one house. No. Because A was not interested in joining C, A, as if he made a statement, I don't want to be involved in C. So even though B just said, I want to put bread in C, but A is saying, I'm not involved, I'm not interested. So Gal Yedaita B'Hanichle, B'Halanichle, I want to be with you, I don't want to be with him. That's why in the case of Chatzeres, it doesn't, Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning is right. That the two atoms cannot carry with each other, why not? Because even though A and B joined together, it's only as far as A and B is concerned. But when B went ahead and put bread in C, he wasn't acting on a shlichus of A because A said, I'm not interested. Well, Rav Sheshes l'kasha, so too Rav Sheshes is not a problem. Why not? What was the problem of Sheshes? That they all put it together in B, and the question was, even though you put it in B, since AB had one deal and BC had another deal, so and A didn't do any deal with C, it's as if you have somebody living there who's not part of the whole Adam, and therefore he asks everybody. Whatever Akasha, why? We say it as if A lives in B's chatzin, all right? Yeah, A put bread in B's house, so as if A lives in B's chatzin. That's only to be lenient to allow them to carry in A and B's chatzeres jointly. But to be strict and say it's as if he lives in B's property, and because he didn't join in the Eidah with C, and therefore he should ask on C to say l'chumra as if he lives in B's courtyard, but he doesn't, he lives in A's courtyard, that far we're not going to go. Yoimu di yoimu l'hachmet, to say that we should be machmet, that far we don't go. All we know is, as we said before in the Gemara, this is Rab Shimon's view, but the Rabbanan argue with Rab Shimon. Abel Chachamim, the Chachamim say, what do the Chachamim say? Rishus Achas Mishameshes L'shtei Rishuyis. Chachamim agree. They say that one Rishus serves two Rishuyis, Abel L'shtei Rishuyis Mishameshes L'shus Achas. But you can't have two Rishuyis for one. What do you mean? That even they both put in the middle, or the middle guy put in both sides, that they the middle one is not allowed to carry with them because he split himself up into two. But the outer ones can carry because each outer one did only one ative. The outer ones did an ative with the middle one. So the outer ones, this is his view of it, he holds, Reb Shimon holds that the middle one can carry both outer ones and the outer ones can carry with the middle one. Come to Chum and say, yes, we agree the outer ones can carry in the middle chatzah because each one did one deal, but the middle one cannot carry with the outer ones because the middle one split himself in half and you can't have one chatzah divided into two. So the middle one cannot carry with the outer ones. Okay, that's how he understood. Comes along Shmuel and says, "Kamrita kamei de Shmuel." Says Rabbi Yehuda later on after Rav passed away, and I started learning with Shmuel, and I told him what Rav said. Omeli, he said, "I argue on both points." Avzu divid Rav Shimon. In fact, that what he said the Chacham hold is how I understood Rav Shimon. In other words, Rav Shimon is not saying that the middle guy can carry in the outer two. No, he can't because he split himself in half. Rav Shimon, when he says that the outer ones can carry in the middle, he meant only the outer ones. So A can carry in B's chatzah, and C can carry in B's chatzah. Because each one has a deal there. But B cannot carry either chatzah because he split himself in half. That's Rav Shimon's view. And the Chacham hold, nobody can carry. Al Chachamim in Shloshtan Asuras. Chacham hold, they're all three awesome. Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Huda, Libra Shmuel. We actually learned the Braisa like Rabbi Huda's version, Rabbi Huda Shmuel's version. It says as follows. What can I compare the case of the Tchum overlapping Tchum? The Sholosh Chatzedes, Apsuchas, those are three courtyards open to each other. Upsuchas, the Surabim, but also each one's open to a Surabim. Irvushtayim, Imamatsoyis. If the outer two made an eight and the middle one, Zumeviyam, Metterbeisavaychelvim, the outer ones, A can bring to B's courtyard and C can bring to B's courtyard. Zumachzed is Metterbeisav. A then can take all the leftovers and bring it back to A. The Zum Machzed is Moed Rebeis, and C can bring back all the leftovers. But nowhere does it say that B can take anything to H property or C's property. Aber Chacham, so in other words, how do we understand Rav Shimon? Only the outer ones can carry into the other chatzah, but not the middle one. Aber Chacham, I mean, Shloshtan Asuras. They're all forbidden. Why? So why? V'oz the Shmuel Tamei. Shmuel is consistent with his Svarah. And what's that Svarah? And that is, the Amr Shmuel says, if you have a picture that you can see, that Chotzeh Shebein Shtei Muvois. You have a courtyard, and it's flanked on both sides by a street. So it's open to two streets. Irva Im Shneim, if let's say he went ahead, and he made, we're trying to say that even Rab Shimon, who says that A and C can carry a B, but B, since he's one chatzah, you cannot split yourself in half and say, you know, I'll be part of A and I'll be part of C. As far as B is concerned, he can't do that. And we'll do the same thing with a chatzah and two streets. And we're going to learn how this chatzah cannot carry with either street. The chatzah has two ways of carrying, right? Like going out generally through this mavi. Even if you made an eidah with both of them, then asura, im shneim, then you can't carry either one because he split himself in half. You can't be with this mavi and that mavi. So he split himself, he can't be. Lo yidvim shneim. What happens if it didn't make an eidah with either street? Then neither street can carry, even though they make an eidah themselves, because since the chutzah, the people of the chutzah have rights to walk down, trespass each of those streets, and they weren't part of the eidah, so they asked it on the people in the street. I said that's our shneim. But what happens, hoysa be'echad regila, be'echad regila, let's say the street on the right is the normal street that they would walk through, and not the street on the left, then we'll say, ze. One second, somebody, okay. Zeshe regila by Osir, Vezeshe ain't regila mutter. The one on the right is the one that they normally walk through, since they didn't make an Ediv, or even though the people in the Ediv made an Ediv between the Mavi, made an Ediv between themselves, they cannot carry there because they didn't include the people in the Chatzah who normally walk through them or trespass them. But Vezeshe ain't regila, the other street, that it's not common for the people in the Chatzah to use, mutter. If they made an Ediv between themselves, you're allowed to, they're allowed to carry because the chutzah people don't generally go through there. And Amar Rabba Bar Avuna, says Rabba Bar Avuna, Irva im she'eino regila boy, let's say, for whatever reason, they made an eidah with a street that they don't normally carry, but the fact is they made an eidah with only one street, then the street that they normally do carry, they walk through, Since the people of Chatzah declared that they're not going to walk through that street this Shabbos, so the people, the street that they don't walk through, they made eight between themselves, that's good enough. The Amar Rabba Bar Avuna, we'll just finish a little piece. Rabba Avuna said further on this din, Amar Shmuel, Im Irva Regila La'atzma. If, let's say, the street that they normally go through made an Eidav on their own, Vizeshe Ein Regila by La'Eidav, and the street that they don't normally walk through didn't make an Eidav, then we're going to force the people of the Chatzah that Shabbos to walk through the street they don't normally walk through. Why should you hurt the people, harm the people who made an Eidav because of you they won't be able to carry? He Atzma La'Irva didn't make an Eidav, Deichin Oisa Eitzosh Ein Regila. But we'll push everybody to walk down that street that they don't normally walk down. So Kigoin Zeh Koifer Amidazdan, we're going to force you because otherwise you're a Shlechta person. It doesn't cost you anything. Might as well walk through the street that they don't have a native anyway and let the people who made a native carry on that Shabbos. Okay, so this basically will stop it. But what do we have from here? So Shmuel holds that according to the Rav Shimon, when we said in the Mishnah there about the Chatzeres, it's the outer ones can carry the middle one, but the middle one cannot carry with the outer ones because he split himself in half, you know. Which house are you with? This one or this one? So therefore you cannot carry with either one. And it's the Chachamim who argue, and they say that you cannot, nobody can carry, and the halacha is like Rav Shimon. Okay, we'll stop here and continue tomorrow morning.